Hello everyone, and welcome to Charlotte View. I'm your presenter Daniel, and I'm here with your host, Claudia Pareko. Diane Canfield is an Ascension teacher and mentor who is able to guide others through the Ascension process. She is a psychic medium, transformational speaker, writer, inspirational life coach, spiritual expert, and healer. She assists others through her writings, articles, videos, special events, and psychic classes. She also assists people with personal sessions where she gives her expertise to help others reach a higher level of consciousness. She offers classes and events online to help people open their third eye, which assists with the ascension process. For more information and on-demand listening, please visit charlotteview.net and look for Diane Canfield under our monthly shows tab. Diane Canfield receives regular messages from Ascended Masters, Source Energy, and the Star Council, which helps to assist others to reach a higher vibrational level. As an ET contactee of 5 different races of star beings, she is able to assist others to raise their awareness to be able to see through 3D consciousness and access the higher realms of enlightenment. Diane specializes in ascension updates and messages to uplift humanity. Diane is also an expert on deprogramming to be able to access truth in all situations facing humanity at this time of acceleration. Here are some topics of Diane's expertise: ascension, star being experiences and contact, psychic abilities, interdimensional experiences, time shifts, reality changes, 3D programming and conditioning, and how to move past it, transmutation into the light body, self-love and how to heal from past trauma, spirituality and Christ consciousness, paranormal experiences, spirit contact, how to jump timelines, 5D consciousness. For more information on her classes, healing sessions, third eye opening workshops, and events online, please visit www.dianecanfield.com. Every Friday and Monday, join our group of podcasters who are making a positive difference in the world. Just tune in, live or on demand, and share, share, share. Now, please welcome hosts Claudia Pareko and Diane Canfield with today's episode.
Thank you, Danny, and welcome everybody to Charlotte View with today's episode, Solar Eclipse, Ask the Ascension Expert, Diane Canfield. Every month, Diane answers your unique and personal questions on the Ascension process. She talks about the current energies, shifts, waves, and symptoms, along with upcoming portals, like the eclipses that we are having this month of August 2017. Today, we are at this moment going through a full moon eclipse, and even though it's going to be visible only from parts of Europe, Africa, Asia, and Australia, the interesting thing is this full moon eclipse is happening at exactly the same time as in exactly two more weeks, we're going to have a solar total eclipse, which will be visible here in North America in the U.S. And the trajectory that both eclipses will follow or are following, because the moon eclipse is already there, is exactly the same, which is quite mind-blowing. Every time we have a solar eclipse, like the big American, great American eclipse that we are waiting for, there's going to be a lunar eclipse. And both are affecting our lives in different ways, but they complement each other in such a way that all the changes that both are going to bring into your life, they're going to be very substantial and very important. It's pretty much like they are opening, that they are allowing this opening to humanity so you can become more or closer to that which you are always wanting. So enjoy the ride, and let's bring Diane so she can explain us a little bit more about this solar eclipse that we are waiting for, the lunar eclipse that we are now into. And also remember, this is an ask your question show. So at the end of the presentation, please press number one. And that means you want to ask a question to Diane. All questions are on the topic. Thank you. Hey, Diane, welcome.
Oh, thank you, Claudia, for having me on the show again this month.
Oh, you're welcome. It's such a great time to have you here on the first Monday of every month, or first or second. Sometimes we switch it around.
Yeah.
But it's at the beginning of the month. On the Monday, we have Diane Canfield with us. And pretty much you come and you prepare us for the month to come, or you explain what the heck is going on with our lives and why we feel the way we're feeling, why our emotions are going this way or that way, or all the physical symptoms that we are experiencing, because you know what ascension is, and you have felt each and every one of the waves and geomagnetic storms, and now your job is to explain to others, okay, so this is what's going on, and just relax and take it easy.
Exactly, right, exactly. Well, we're just coming off of 3 days of geomagnetic storms right now. And there's been, I don't know if others have experienced this, but I've been experiencing really time effects. So we've been having, 12 hours might go by and you might feel like it's been like 3 hours. So I don't know if you've experienced this, Claudia, but the past few days, like 3 days, it's been pretty intense with the geostorms coming in. And what I call timeline looping has been in effect, because we've also had the Mandela effect taking place again, where a couple of celebrities have passed on, and they have already passed on. So they had already passed on, and now they passed on again.
Oh, it happened again?
Yes. Yeah, this is the Mandela effect, where celebrities will pass on, and then they will seem to have passed on again. So we had John Hurd, and also Martin Landau, as death has occurred. And they have, Martin Landau, I have heard of his death at least 5 times already, at least. And John Hurd, I know I have heard of his death at least once before. So this is happening more and more. I just happened to look up celebrity deaths of this year, and there's been so many celebrity deaths that have already occurred. I have a big long list I could go on about. But that is another subject that I can talk about later, or another, I can write an article about what's been happening with that. But today we have the partial lunar eclipse going on, with the full moon also tonight. And then tomorrow we have the Lion's Gate opening, which goes to the 14th of August. And then August 21st, we have the total eclipse with the new moon taking place on that day also. So we have a lot of energy coming through in these next few weeks. And the gateway actually starts today. with the partial lunar eclipse. And that's taking place as of right now. It started around 11 o'clock and it goes till about 5 o'clock where this takes place. But if we're in the United States, we can't see this at all anyway.
Are you there?
Yeah. I mean, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Did you hear everything that I said?
Yeah, you said that we would not be able to see this lunar eclipse because it's happening in Europe.
Yeah, not in the, if we're in the United States, just like what you said in your opening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So Diane, these times that we are, it just is mind blowing. All these timeline effects and all these physical and emotional things that are going on, and even though we might know it, it still takes us by surprise. In my own experience, this weekend, it was my mother's 2-year anniversary of her passing. I totally did not. I was waiting for that. You know, I wanted to do a special ceremony, something on her behalf. And the day just, I went blank on that day. I enjoyed the day. It was a beautiful day of enjoying the ocean and outdoors activities, but never in my mind, she crossed my mind, and it was like, how did that happen?
Well, first of all, you know, since they're still alive in another reality, we don't really want to put too much emphasis on their death because they don't like it when we talk about them being dead. They don't like this at all. You know, I've had them tell me this. So, and I've talked about this many times. So we, as far as that aspect goes, we want to celebrate their life. So if we celebrate their birthday every year, they would like that. But they don't want a big deal being made out about their death because they're not really dead. Could be somehow what you felt also coming in, because as you advance in awareness, you have, you know, your consciousness expands and then you have access to more things. So you might have, could be why you didn't feel anything on her passing, is because she's not really passed. She's living. She just lives on in another reality. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and for me, it was pretty much a blessing because otherwise, even though I do believe that she is alive and all of that, your human condition tends to get sad. So I'm grateful for you for that. I'm grateful that it didn't happen and it was a day of joy. I'm sure she was happy with it.
Yeah, I wouldn't say the human condition needs anything because we can expand beyond the human condition.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't want to let that stop us from making progress. So when you take something into your consciousness, like they have passed, you have, you know, and but they're still alive, you have to integrate this into yourself. So in other words, it's not just something somebody says, it's an actual fact that this is taking place. So it has to go beyond belief and into actual knowing. So you have to take, a person needs to take this into their consciousness and really understand and know that they are living in another dimension. Not just believe it, but actually know it.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything I talk about is knowing. It's not beliefs. I really don't have any beliefs about anything. All I do is know things. So beliefs don't really help a person. They need to move into the aspect of knowing things for sure. And how we do that is we take it into our consciousness, we accept it, we integrate it into who we really are, and then we can start to have more experiences, real experiences with that level of consciousness, because we have integrated it into who we really are. So we don't want to use the meme of our human mind needs this, our human mind needs that, because our human mind really doesn't need anything. So we can expand ourselves out of that, just to let you know. But it could have also been the geostorms coming in that also help you progress past this, because the geostorms will upgrade our consciousness every time they come in.
And Diane, in terms of the lunar eclipse that we are living right now, and the solar eclipse that happens, this solar and lunar eclipse happens every year. It's just that now it's going to be a total solar eclipse, and that's why there's so much awareness about it. What is the purpose of those with our ascension process?
Okay, well, the lunar eclipse, like I said, is happening. Partial lunar eclipse is happening today, and this is opening up another gateway along with the Lion's Gate that opens up tomorrow. So then we have a two-week period in this gateway until the total eclipse happens on August 21st. But these effects of these eclipses are going to go into September. So it's not going to end on August 21st. It's going to go into and through September. And September, every year, is always a huge month for ascension. We always get a lot of waves and a lot of upgrades going on in September. And this year will be even, I know that this year will be even more intense than last year, because this entire year has been more intense. Every year is getting more intense on ascension. So the waves are changing in ways that they're more subtle, but they continue on instead of having so much time in between. We have some time in between, but not so much time as before. So now the total eclipse, what's interesting about this is that it will be seen from the West Coast it can be seen from the West Coast to the East Coast of the United States, but it depends on where you are, because there's like a 70-mile strip of where it goes. It starts in Oregon, around Salem, Oregon, or possibly the beach in Oregon, and then it ends up, and that's around 9 o'clock in the morning, and then it ends up in South Carolina around 2:30 in the afternoon. So what's nice is it's going right through the middle of the United States. So anybody from anywhere could possibly drive if they wanted to see it. But this is unusual in the fact that it is a total eclipse only for the United States. So the United States is the only country that will have a chance to see this eclipse. And this has not happened where only the United States could see this since before the founding of the United States. So it was in the 1600s that this last happened, where only the United States could see it. Now, we've had total eclipses before that the United States could see, but not where only the United States could see it. So for me, this tells me that the United States is the focal point of the entire Earth at this moment in time. And this brings the focus of the entire Earth onto the United States, which is what I have talked about for a long time, is that the United States is the key to how everything else in the world goes. Well, does that make sense?
Well, it makes sense in the term when you just explained that pretty much is going to cross the middle of all the USA, and it's only for the USA. So is it because it's needed here? Is it because I know that the influence that the United States has in economics in any area, every area of our lives across the globe is huge. But
yes.
I wonder what is it going to do for the people within, with our belief system, with society, with our political, with our economics, everything here.
I believe that what's going to happen is, if you notice, if you looked at the map, it's split. It's going right through the middle of the United States. And there's half on top of the United States and half on the bottom. So I believe this is showing us symbolically that the United States has been split into two parts, two ways of thinking. And we saw this. I don't want to get into too much political talk today, but we saw this in the last political election, in that we have half the United States thinking one way and half the United States thinking another way. And so this symbolically shows this right here. And so this split is going to be healed now. After this eclipse, things will start to heal and people will start to come together and start seeing things the same way. But it'll be a slow process as to how this is going to take place, because all eclipses bring shadow work to the forefront, because they all create a shadow. So one of their main focuses is to bring shadow work to the forefront. So it's not only bringing the shadow work to the forefront of every person, especially in the United States, but also the shadow work of the collective is happening. So there's going to be a lot of purging. There already has been, but there'll continue to be a lot of purging of false belief system and programming and conditioning and all these illusions that stop people from being able to see the truth, which you've heard me talk about this many times. But this will be more of a gateway for that to open up, because of this gateway of these two eclipses happening and the significance of the total eclipse for the United States. So things are going to improve in the United States. Okay, they're going to slowly improve. And the darkness is going to start to be even more revealed than it has been. And the only way that we can heal this darkness is to be able to see it and look at it and bring it out in the open. And that is what's happening in the United States right now, is the darkness that has all been hidden in the past many years, okay, even decades, is being brought to the forefront for us to transmute it now and heal it on a very high level now, because the lower darkness has already been brought to the forefront and healed. Now we're dealing with what's on the very surface, because everything goes in layers. So now, you can see all this political, infighting and everything that's going on, and the darkness that has been trying to take over for so long. But now it cannot be hidden from the people anymore. The people are seeing what's really happening, and they're seeing the truth. And now this is what the eclipse is going to bring in, only on a higher level.
Diana, on a personal level, what is happening with our families, our inner circle, is are we having this purging as well? Is comfortable, uncomfortable? Can we help it in some ways? Are we able to really see it if we want?
Well, every person, in the ascension process has been going through this themselves, but many people resist it. So they're happy with their shadow self because they don't see it as a dysfunction, or they don't see it as a block. But it is, because in order to expand our consciousness and raise higher awareness, we have to get rid of the shadows within ourselves. So we have to be able to see them for what they are in order to transmute them. And many people's ego gets in the way of being able to see them. And the ego is a false protector. And, you know, another aspect of this is because we live in a patriarchal society where men have been running everything, many men have a very large ego. And it's only based on their gender, not based on anything else. Because the patriarchal society promotes men as being better than women are. So many men are going to have to face this false ego aspect within themselves. And, all the illusions, programming, and conditioning that they were brought up with to think that men are somehow better than everyone else, which we know this is not the fact. So men usually tend to have a larger ego, and women, because they've been suppressed, have a very small ego because they've been suppressed throughout their entire life, starting in childhood.
And then for people that are listening to this and are going through changes in their lives and they are desperate or stressed out, what do you recommend for them, for us?
Well, when something comes up, the universe will bring things up for us to look at. And these eclipses are bringing all this in. So when something comes up in their life, they need to step back and they really need to look at it and figure out why it came into their life. So, for instance, when anything happens to you in your life, anything good or anything negative, a person needs to step back and look at that incident or experience that happened and find out why it happened and what is the purpose behind it on a higher level. Okay, so if somebody loses their job, there's always a purpose behind it. Things don't really happen by random because there's a reason for the universe to manifest everything in someone's life. You know, it's for you to learn a lesson, to get rid of the ego, to purge. It's all based on accessing higher awareness for oneself. So what they can do is sit back and ask themselves, why did this happen? And not go into victim mode either, but realistically look at this and say, what is the universe trying to tell me? What is it that I have ignored about myself since childhood that now I need to look at so that I can make progress within myself, so that I can access higher consciousness, so that I can then access any gifts I have that would help others? So these things all need to be looked at because many people have dysfunctions which lead to stress, because all dysfunctions will ultimately lead to stress because you're not aligned with your higher self. And once you start aligning with your higher self, you'll find that the stress goes, the stress leaves. You're not under any stress anymore because things magically then start to fall into place for you. So this is what I, want for everyone, is for them to reach a higher level of consciousness so life gets much easier, because it does. It becomes much easier once you reach higher awareness.
And now, Diane, many people, when we listen to you or to others comment on this release and get all of this that you just mentioned, but then you are doing your work and something happens. Let's say you get sick. Immediately go back and say, okay, what am I doing wrong? Then everything that I was doing, it's for nothing, because why am I attracting illness or bad things if I was working? So it comes to a point where we are confronted again with something that looks or feels very similar to what you're actually working. So what do you say?
No, it's not that you're attracting anything negative to you. It's that everything happens for a reason. So a person might get sick because they need to take a better look at their health. A person might get sick because they need a break. You know, a person might get sick because they have things that need to be worked on while they're sick. A person might get sick because they made a bad choice in doing something that led them to ultimately be sick. So all those choices need to be looked at. Their life needs to be looked at. And they don't want to go into victim mode and blame it on themselves and say, I attracted this illness. That isn't the case. Okay. So just because you get sick doesn't mean you attracted it. It could mean that you needed to get sick in order to be able to have a clearer look at your life to see what's happening within your life. So it could be a change of lifestyle that's needed. Maybe you need to eat more healthy foods. Maybe you need to take more vitamins. Maybe you need to stop whatever you're doing. Maybe you need to unstress. Maybe you're in a bad relationship and the stress is leading you to illness, because we know stress kills. Stress causes illness. So anybody that's in a stressful situation, ultimately it will be a deterrent to their health. So the goal is to live a stress-free life in whatever way you can manifest for this to happen. If you have to downsize your lifestyle and work less and not have as much money, that's okay, because at least you're living a stress-free life and your health, you know, should be your number one priority anyway.
What about decisions on your life? Is the solar and lunar eclipse? And while you answer to these questions, we're going to open the line for people to ask questions. So
Okay. Whenever
you're ready, just press number one. Or if you're listening on our chat room, you can write your question now. Or if you want to post your question on Facebook, just write it and tag me, so I know you are asking a question. So tag Claudia Pureco, and that way I can see that you need you have a question. So if you're ready for a question, just press number one. So Diane, in terms of decisions like buying a house or starting a new job or starting a new business of your own or changing this or that, are the eclipses a good time for that?
The eclipses are a great time to start working on manifesting things. And this has been going on for a while, but this year. But the eclipses you'll be able to manifest things faster. So it's how we manifest is we set our intention of what we want. We have to set goals. I think I've talked about this on your show before. We set goals for what we want, then we set our intention for those goals, and then we start to work to create action to manifest these goals to take place. So in other words, I think I've used this example before. You cannot sit in a room by yourself, never leave the room, and expect things to manifest for you, because the universe does not work that way. The universe likes for you, the person, to take action. So they need to, and this is why we're on a planet with many people, and not each person doesn't have a planet to themselves, is because other people are going to come into play with your manifestation process. So many times we're going to work with others to manifest what we want in our own lives. So it's about making connections with others also to be able to manifest what we want. So notice, if you want to buy a house, like what I'm going through now, I have to work with many people to buy my house. I can't manifest my house on myself. You know, I can only go through the process of what I want. And then I have to start working with mortgage companies, real estate agents, everybody else, in order to manifest my house, which I have done now. So this is how manifestation works, and we'll be upgraded during this gateway right now into August 21st, But it also, like I said, it's going to go into September also. So anybody that wants to work on, that needs to manifest what they want, they could start working on it right now. They could start working today. They could start setting their goals, then start setting their intentions, how they're going to create these goals, how they're going to bring them into manifestation, and then work to start taking action to manifest these goals. And when you do this, the universe starts working with you. The universe then will step in and start working with you. But you have to be very clear on what it is you want, and you cannot wiggle and go back and forth. You have to be very clear. Like, for instance, if you want to move to a certain location, you have to be very clear that that's the location you want to move to.
And the thing is that every choice, Diane, it involves so many aspects that sometimes, even though you might think you're clear on what you are looking for, down the road, things change, your vision changes for things. So at the same time that you create a choice and you want a path, you have to be very flexible, because it could end up being totally different from what you planned.
Well, not in manifestation. Okay, if you're really wanting to manifest something, you have to be clear and you have to stick with that goal. So if you start wavering, sometimes this is the other energies coming in, dark energies that are trying to distract you from your goal. So we have this too. Okay, we're in a duality here of light and dark. So dark energies can affect people, especially if they're shining very bright. You know, the brighter you shine, the more dark energies maybe affect you, because they see you as a bright light. So in manifestation, no matter what changes happen, you need to stick with your goal if you really want that goal to happen.
That's interesting.
So this is probably why many people are not able to manifest, because they get sidetracked and distracted and get away from their goal.
So probably writing down your goal and putting images or something that would remind you always of your goal, it's a good idea for if you are one of those people that tend to change your vision.
Well, if you keep changing your vision, then the universe has to keep changing how it's going to help you. But you don't want that. You want the universe to be on a straight track. So, you know, if you want to move to, like with me, if you want to move to a certain location, buy a house, then you got to stick with this, and you got to do what it takes to be in order to do this. So whatever you manifest to also has to be self-loving. So it has to work for your good and the highest good of any others around you that are being affected. So it also has to be very self-loving and in your own best interest, and not hurting others that are, you know, in your family unit or around you in the process of what you're manifesting. So the way we operate when we hit higher consciousness is we want the best for all. We want the highest good for all, but we also are very self-loving. So we know that when we manifest what we want for ourselves, it also helps others. It will also ultimately help others in the process.
So we have a 305 number. This is a 305-962. Welcome to Charlotteville. Can I have your first name and where are you calling us from?
My name is Pamela and I'm calling from Miami.
Welcome to Charlotteville, Pamela.
Thank you so much.
Hello, Pamela.
Hi, Diane. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thank you. I like everything you're saying about the eclipses and clearing out. That kind of answered some of my questions, because I feel like I have been doing work on myself lately, and it's felt easier this month than it has in other months, and it feels like it's more significant.
Yes.
Clearing.
A lot of purging and clearing, and things that are dysfunctional that don't serve your higher purpose. But you see, this is what has happened in Western society, is we've all been conditioned and programmed and under illusion, because the dark that exists here in this reality do not want us to reach our highest potential.
Right.
So we have to do everything we can to work around the dark energy that exists, so that we do reach our higher potential and higher consciousness. If you notice, if you look at society and you reach a higher consciousness, you can look down at society and say, oh, that is so dysfunctional, the way that this whole thing is put together. Why can't things be easier? You know, you can look at society and think, why can't everything be so much easier for the human race? Yet it was put in place this way for a reason, so that things are not easy for us. So,
right, I agree.
Something as tiny as, let's say, you go by a bus stop and there's no bench for people to sit on. You know, and you're like, why can't things be made easier for the human race? Why can't there be benches all along a street so that if anybody's walking, they can take a break and sit down? You know, something just this tiny. Like, why can't things just be easier? And yet, this was put in place. And so then people, what happens is, from a young child, people adapt to things being difficult and having to struggle, and not realizing that there's another way, and that is to connect with the Creator and the universe. And when you connect with the Creator and the universe, everything becomes easier. And so in order to connect with the universe and the Creator, we have to get rid of this programming, conditioning, and illusion, because these aren't real, and the Creator is real. So in order to align with the Creator, we have to get rid of all these things that are fake, that we have that has been put on us by our parents, by the school system, by our job, by others who are under programming and conditioning. And only then can we start to break free.
I agree. I do have one question. I just found out an hour ago my dad is really sick. And it was a little heartbreaking, but I think one of the first things that came up is I still felt mad at him because I try so hard in the relationship to make it work, and I've tried everything, and I've compromised, and I've sacrificed, and it just, so what suggestions would you have where I could just make this flow easier?
Yeah, well, first of all, any relationship, it has to be an equal partnership of two people, and both people have to work just as hard. One person can never solve a relationship issue, never. So don't feel bad you were not able to solve it, because he would have had to have stepped up and been able to give 50%. And he, for whatever reason, was not able to do this. So don't feel bad, or don't feel also rejected by this, because he was not able to do it with you. So you were never going to succeed on it. You were never going to succeed, because no one person can ever solve a relationship issue. It has to be both people giving 100%. And if you're ever in a relationship with anybody going to give you 100%, then that's time to step away from the relationship, because it's toxic then, because it's only you working to solve it.
Right.
So your dad has block, okay? I'm already picking up his energy. You know, he has blocks, and it's not just you that he treats this way. All right? It's not just you. He's treated people this way his entire life. And this is part of the programming conditioning that he has been under. Now, when he passes, he will understand all this, okay? And he will then... He probably will want to come to you and apologize to you for what he has done. So be open to that after he passes. And when a parent passes, or a parent is sick and then passing, you know, it's normal to go through a grief period and go into darkness about it, because we're suffering with all the things that could have been that didn't happen. All the ways that we wanted a parent and they weren't there for us. So let that grief happen. Let it flow out. Don't resist it. Don't block it. You know, cry as much as you want, even now. Cry. Let all this built-up emotion about what this parent could have been to you, what your dad could have been to you and wasn't, let it all out and let it flow to get it all out of your system. And
okay.
Realize that this is only your parent in this lifetime. This is only your dad in this lifetime. Because our real parents are the Creator. The Creator is our real parents. So this is your dad only in this lifetime. Not in other lifetimes that you've had. Only this one.
Right.
And it's been his issues, okay? He's blocked. It's not you. It's him. And once he passes, he will more than likely want to contact you and apologize, because they do this a lot. Parents want to apologize to their kids a lot, because spiritually, when they're in the next realm, in order for them to move on, they have to make amends with the people that they've hurt here. So be open to him possibly coming through and wanting to apologize to you later. Be open to that.
Okay.
So just don't block yourself off from your emotion, okay? Just let it flow through. And whatever you feel, let it flow through, and then release all that pain and suffering that you've had.
How do I get to talk to him? Like, because he's still here and he's sick, so I know he wants my attention and he wants me to, you know, he wants these things for me. You know what I mean?
So what is your question? How do you do what?
How do I maintain the relationship with him and the where? Because I know he wants me to, like, you know, be there for him or talk to him or maybe feel sorry for him, you know. And how do I handle this?
Well, you have a choice to do what you feel is right, no matter what it is that he wants.
Okay,
so
if it agrees with my soul, then do it.
You have to be self-loving in this situation first. And you have to love yourself enough to put yourself first, especially right now. So you don't want to create more stress for yourself in this situation. So you do what you feel you can handle. But you do it for yourself. You don't do it for anybody else. You do it for yourself.
Okay.
You know, you want to do what you feel you can live with. But you just do things for yourself. And that's how you should live your entire life, because you should do things for yourself. And when you start doing things for yourself, things fall into place, because then they also benefit others.
And thank you, Pamela. Diane, are things like this, like what Pamela just shared, brought up because of the, it's because of the eclipses that will, because it feels very emotional. So can the lunar eclipse be part of this purging that she's going through with her dad?
Yeah, because the eclipse brings up the shadow side. So anything that is unresolved, because eclipses manifest shadows. So anything that is unresolved will be brought to the forefront now and be brought to the forefront in a big way. So notice she's dealing with years of her wanting to have a relationship with her father and not being able to. And this is all unresolved issues.
Okay, thank you, then.
Yeah, yet he was the one, he also had to give in order to have this relationship. So she is blaming herself. She's thinking to herself, why couldn't I have a relationship with him when it would never have succeeded because he would have had to give 100% to her, and he wasn't willing to do that because he's blocked himself.
Yeah, that happens. So now let's go to Toulouse, France. And in Toulouse, France, we have Isabel. And she is asking this. She says, as a child, I experienced the death of my grandparents from my mother's side, who were living with us and taking care of me. Could living through this cause a sleep within my consciousness and a disconnection with a vital part of me and deep fear of my higher self, and also cause a deep fear and insecurity around my feelings, feeling my emotions, and being hypersensitive?
Okay. Could you read that again, or could you sum it up? Because somehow
It says that she has a lot of fear, and she ended up this saying that right now she's feeling like she's going to die if she opens herself to her past. In her past, she experienced the death of her grandparents who were living with her, and that was devastating to her. Is this in relationship with the fear that she's now feeling?
Okay, well, yeah, this is another aspect of purging and the shadow side coming through. So what she has to work on is the programming and conditioning that her grandmother actually died. Her grandmother didn't die. Her grandmother moved into another dimension. So her grandmother's death brought abandonment issues up for her, and rejection issues up for her. Yet her mother lives on in another, her grandmother lives on in another dimension and is actually guiding her in this life. So if we could get, as a human race, if we could get past this idea that people die, because people don't die. They just transition into a new reality. So even if for the ones who have already passed on, you know, and are not right now actively in the ascension process, they are still living. So everyone, we're either living here in this reality or we move on and live in another reality. So there is no death. So that's the first thing that she has to work on, is realizing that her grandmother did not die and that her grandmother is still helping her from the other side.
And with that, she will release the fear of
it's a process. Okay, it's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take time. This is when I work with clients many times. I have to work with them many times over and over again to delete this programming. Programming doesn't change overnight. It's a conscious, conscious action moving forward to release all this programming that has taken place on the human race to keep them down, to keep them unconscious. And it has worked. So now we have to take action to become conscious again. So she has a fear of her own death that was manifested by her grandmother's death. And all fear, unless a tiger is chasing you down the street, all fear is an illusion. You know, and even if a tiger is chasing you down the street, you can stop and manifest something different to happen for yourself. If you work with the creator and the universe, even if a tiger was chasing you. Even at the very moment, let's say somebody would attack you or something, in that very moment, you can manifest something different for yourself if you become conscious enough to do it.
And Diane, many people, just like Isabel, when you're going through the ascension process, it's almost like you die and reborn and die and reborn and die. And
yes.
And it can be exhausting.
Yes, that's right. And that is exactly, that is a great way of putting it, Claudia, because that is exactly what happens, is we die to our former self, and then we create our new self again. And we keep doing this, and as we keep dying to our former self, we keep getting rid of the many layers of darkness and illusion, programming, and conditioning that has been hidden inside us that we didn't know existed. And then as we create our new self, we're at a higher level of awareness each time. And then we move into a higher realm each time we do this. So that's exactly right. And when she, the caller, can get start to move past her fear, and she can raise herself to a higher awareness. So how does she get past her fear? She starts out by realizing there is no death and her grandmother is still alive in another dimension. That is the very first starting point for her. That is the very first starting point. And then when she realizes that, when she really takes that into her consciousness and understands that, her consciousness will start to open up like a flower opening. Her consciousness starts to open up, and then more information can come into her consciousness just from that one realization that she has. And then one realization builds on another and keeps building layer upon layer upon layer. And this is how a person reaches higher consciousness levels. And then they can access their gifts, and then they can help others. And we all want to eventually get to this level because we all want to be helping others. We all want to be healing others. Okay, because this is the goal for us all, to reach a higher level of consciousness.
Thank you, Diane. And this process that you just mentioned of taking everything that we, all the programming, it sounds so easy, but it's not. It's really, really difficult because, like in the example that you gave us, let's suppose you are trying to manifest a abundance in your life, and then you look at your bank account and you see zeros, and or you're trying to believe with all your heart that life goes on and that your loved ones are right next to you, but you don't see them. It feels like what your senses are telling you is different from what you are asking us to do. So how can we work with that?
Well, you'll start off with one small thing and then start to work outward from that one small thing. For instance, there is no death. Okay, so if you want to start to believe there is no death, you will then start looking for evidence yourself that there is no death. Okay? So that is how a person starts out. If they're listening to what I'm saying, that there is no death, then they'll start to look for evidence that there is no death. And the more evidence they find, the more they will start to understand that there really is no death. And then that will start to work outward for them. So, and then if you're trying to manifest something for yourself, it has to be more clear than you want to manifest abundance. You have to have, it has to be very detailed. So you have to have a set amount of money that you want to manifest, and you have to have a reason for wanting to manifest it. And it has to not only, it works best if it not only benefits you, but it benefits others as well. That's how manifestation works the best. So it will not only benefit you, but it benefits your family member, and it benefits your own evolution also. And then you can work to help other people in the process. That's how manifestation works the fastest, is if it helps more than just one person. Because ultimately, we're all connected. So the goal is to help as many other people as we can in everything that we do. But in order to help others, we have to help ourselves first, because it can't be the blind leading the blind. So we have to be able to give something to others and know what we're giving them. We have to be able to have something to give. So first we have to give to ourselves, and this is where self-loving comes in, is we have to be loving ourselves enough in order to give something to somebody else. If we're not putting ourselves first and loving ourselves enough, then we don't have anything to give to anybody else, because it's not coming from an authentic place like it should come from.
Yeah, and it's just like you mentioned to the caller, most of us have this guilt or this idea or this false belief that if you're a daughter, you have to take care of your parents, regardless of how your parents are. So, but now we are hearing you say no, that relationship has to be equal. Both parts have to give in so you can have a beautiful relationship. So then it brings you back to, okay, so I don't feel like being with this person because he's hurtful, or the energy that he sends out is so traumatic to me that I want my distance. But, oh my God, I feel guilty because that person needs me. So it's working on all those emotions and all those false beliefs that we have that creates all the drama in our lives.
Right. Well, everybody has to take responsibility for their own behavior and their own actions. And this is where it starts. So if you have a parent that has been toxic to you and has not taken any responsibility for their actions toward you, then how do you work to have a healthy relationship with them? You can't. Because the first place to start is for them to start taking responsibility for what they have done. And only after that healing has occurred can then you start to move forward. If you just put a Band-Aid over the things they have done, the ways they have been toxic to you, thrown negative energy at you, and maybe made you the scapegoat, because there's many things that parents can do in a relationship with a child. So first of all, the person would have to go to their parents and tell their parents what they feel, how they feel they've been mistreated, if their parent is still alive. You can still do this even after the parent has passed on, because the parent will still hear you anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and they have to deal with whatever they've done after they've moved on. There is no free ticket here. Okay, whatever the person has done, the parent has done when they've moved on and passed on, they're going to have to feel the pain that they've caused everybody else. This is part of the process of their own healing so that they can move into other levels of enlightenment after they've already passed on. Because this is a continuation of enlightenment. Just like we move into other levels here in this reality, if we pass on, we're going to keep moving into other levels there too. They don't rest in peace. They're not laying on a fluffy cloud. They're actually working on their progress. And this is why many of them want to apologize to the people still here, their kids still here, because they have to do that in order to heal themselves and heal others in order to move on in the next reality that they're in. So the first step of the child with a parent would be to tell the parent how they feel about what that parent has done. And then the parent has to take responsibility for what they have done and start to make amends with that child. And that's how the healing can occur and a new relationship can occur. But we can't just pretend that it didn't happen just because it's our parent, because it's only our parent in this lifetime.
Thank you. We have another question. This question is from Truth, and she is in Norway, Oslo, Norway. And she's asking, why are so many animals being killed these days? Are they dying out? Are they disappearing because of the energies? What's going on with the animals?
What animals is she talking about?
She just said it in general.
Yeah, I don't really understand that question, but energy changes can cause people to transition, so it can also cause animals to transition. Because if you haven't worked on your own shadow side, your own darkness, your own levels of dysfunction, all this can cause stress to the body and stress to the mind. And we know stress can kill. So as far as humans go, yes, the energy levels can get too high, and the person can just transition instead.
She's clarifying the question, and she's saying that she's seen an increase of humans haunting animals and having them
fight
for trophies. Haunting.
Hunting animals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but if she's looking on the internet, she has to remember there's a lot of fake things on the internet, fake pictures and things of people hunting animals that are not hunting animals. So I would recommend she stays away from anything negative on the internet, because this is only going to bring her energy level down.
So, and that is part of the manipulation, right? So it
yes,
keeps you in
exactly.
fear and anger
yes.
and despair.
Exactly. I mean, if you notice the energy, even with the question, the energy goes down low. Did you feel that?
Mm-hmm.
You can feel even the energy with the question, because her question is a lower energy, because it's something that the dark. She's talking about the dark side or the manipulation aspect of pictures being photoshopped and manipulated. So, yeah, so there's a manipulation going on to put negative pictures on the internet like this to make people feel bad, to make people feel angry, to make people want to give up. You know, why is this happening? So she has to block herself from these negative influences so that they don't affect her.
But Diane, that does happen. Like, there are animals being hunted, or humans being trafficked, or exploited, children being exploited, all of that. It's real in some places, or is it all part of the manipulation?
Well, we live in a duality here of evil and light. So a person has to come into the realization that evil things exist all over the entire world. You're not in 3D reality if a person thinks that this doesn't exist. There are evil influences in the 3D reality, yes. They've always been there, though. This is not anything new. Now, what's happening right now is that more darkness is coming to the surface to be healed. So as more darkness comes to the surface, we may be more aware of things happening than we were in the past.
And when that happens and you are confronted with things like that, what do you recommend we do?
Just look at it, become the observer, look at it, realize that it's there and it's happening, and then move your vibration back into positive again. Don't dwell in negativity. Don't dwell in darkness. Because if a person dwells in darkness, like looking at pictures of animals being hunted, if they dwell on that, they become that. So we don't want to bring ourselves down to a lower vibration. The only way to manifest anything positive is to keep your vibration high, not to lower it into these negative things that are happening all across the world and have always happened.
And that is the reason that many people like you have also mentioned is the best way to keep your energy in a harmonic pace is to stay away from media, stay away from a lot of things, because they are only feeding you with fear and programming and false beliefs. And sometimes when you're inundated in those, it's very hard not to see otherwise.
Yes, exactly. Well, this is more programming and conditioning by the mainstream media. And, you know, there are many people who fall prey to the mainstream media, and then they just do their job for them to lower the consciousness of the collective. So we don't want to be working for the dark side.
Yeah, we want all the
whenever you lower your vibration, you're working for the dark side. So any websites that promote hate, any websites that promote making fun of others, you know, putting pictures of others on that are nasty and laughing at them, this is all hatred. So we don't want to be in line with this, and we don't want to do this ourselves. We want to have a high vibration, be healers and healing others, and not promoting hate like the mainstream media does. Because they're doing it for a reason. It's not random. Everything happens for a reason. And one of the goals has always been to lower the consciousness of humanity so they don't reach a higher level of consciousness and continue on with the ascension process. And this is why we're seeing the mainstream media so desperate now, trying to hang on through hate and fear and lies. They're trying to hang on to their base that doesn't know what they're doing.
Thank you, Diane. So,
yes.
So we are right now, again, just to comment on what we started this show, we are right now under the influence of the lunar eclipse. It's going on. Even though in America we are not seeing it, it's happening in Europe, in Africa, Asia, and the other side of the world. But this is in preparation of this solar eclipse going on the 21st, which will divide kind of the United States. And you mentioned, Diane, that this divide, it represents a lot what happens in this country with all the division that was part of its history now. But this eclipse is clearing a lot of that so it can start to heal and become one again. Is there anything else?
Well, because the darkness is not going to win. So this eclipse is showing that there has been a divide, and the divide is now going to come together. Divide is going to be healed as more darkness is brought to light. And the people who have been in the dark are going to see what's really been going on behind the scenes that they were totally unaware of. Because there's been a whole agenda that has been going on in the darkness behind the scenes. So this is going to be brought forward as we move through this gateway, and people are going to have to then confront their own darkness, their own dysfunction, their own programming, their own conditioning, their own false beliefs, and start to raise their consciousness to get back onto the path of their authentic self, which doesn't include any of the things I just stated. Your authentic self doesn't include false beliefs. It doesn't include programming. It doesn't include conditioning. It doesn't include aligning with the mainstream media and the darkness that exists out there. It doesn't include that. So we are eternal beings that live on forever. And anything that is man-made that is here to manipulate us does not resonate with who we really are. And all of that is being shed now so that we can start to see who we really are. And this is part of why the United States was founded, is to raise the consciousness of the entire world in this process to help raise the consciousness, because the United States has always been about freedom and wanting to take freedom to a whole nother level. And that's also what the ascension process is about. In other words, the more constricted a human being is, the less freedom they have, the less likely they're going to raise their consciousness. Because you can only raise your consciousness with more freedom. The more freedom you have, the higher your consciousness can go. So the more restricted you are, the less likely you're going to do it. And Western society has always been about restricting people with all their man-made rules that don't work for the benefit of human beings. They're not working for the benefit of us. They work for the benefit of the dark side, not us. But we don't want to get dragged into that, but we can have a realization that that's what's happening. So all we need to know is that's happening, and then we maintain a higher vibration. And when this purging occurs and these programs come up for us, this conditioning comes up for us, then we work to delete it and purge it from ourselves. And this is what's happening across the United States for the collective also.
So Diane, this solar eclipse, the 8A that is, and lunar eclipse that are going on, it's part of the universe helping this country and everyone that is in here to clear that up. And so the best way for us to work with them is just to allow everything to be cleared, correct?
Well, when something comes up, we have to be aware of what it is and why it's showing itself to us. So that's what I say. Whatever you're going through each day, you have to look at it and say, why is this happening? What is the meaning behind it? Why did this happen? Why did this take place? What is it telling me about myself? So you can look at yourself and purge more and keep on purging and keep getting rid of the dysfunctional self that has been put in place since childhood, which causes stress and causes stress to the body also, not only the body but mentally, so that we can live in a higher consciousness and, you know, be blissful and happy without this Western way of living, which is based on stress.
Do you think, do you see that this purging would ever end, or is this something that is going to be part of our history?
Well, ascension encompasses the purging, all right, because you have many people in the ascension process. At some time, they either start out with it or they get it at some time, the dark night of the soul. And that's basically what the dark night of the soul is. Why am I here? What am I doing here? Why did I decide to come here? What have I done my entire life? What meaning does my life have? Where am I going to end up? Where am I going? You know, all these questions are asked during the dark night of the soul. So a person can have more than one dark night of the soul during their lifetime. Usually they have one, they might have one big one and then many small ones as they go along. And each time they do this, just like the purging and clearing, they end up in a higher awareness level. And this is how you access higher consciousness. So the United States is basically affecting the entire world, as it always has. But now it's on a higher level.
Well, that sounds like promising. So let's see how it goes on this month. We're having a lot of things going on August, until the eclipse on the 21st, but then you just mentioned that these effects will become more evident on September, and
yes,
we are having you back on the 11th, September 11th, so we invite everybody to come back on September 11th for Diane's show, Ask the Ascension Expert, and on by then, we're going to see more, okay, what happened, what is still going on, what showed up, what is the ascension process like at this moment. And I don't know if we have missed to say anything, Diane, before we say goodbye.
Well, and anybody who wants to contact me can contact me on my Facebook page and my website, which is dianecanfield.com. You know, I regularly post articles and post updates to energy-wise of what's happening, because I do feel every energy change that comes through. So I will be very aware during this opening of what's happening. I'm already feeling something happening. I've been feeling it for like the last half hour of the call. I don't know if you felt anything, Claudia, but there's something a little small type wave that has come in already. And that's the opening. That's the opening that the lunar eclipse has brought in. So I've already felt something change, even during this call has taken place. So eclipses normally are big energy changers. You know, the last one we had in February, that was also a big energy changer. So be prepared for this energy to ramp up and change. Be the observer, step back and look at what's happening and see how it relates to yourself and your own life. And then whatever comes up, look at it honestly without any ego and start to work through it so that you can reach a higher level of consciousness. Because the higher level of consciousness everybody reaches, the more it helps everyone else on the entire planet. And the more we access our own galactic self.
Well, again, thank you, Diane, for being here with us and bring us this important topic and prepare us for all these eclipses that are going on. And yeah, I feel this heaviness going on right now and it's starting to get bigger. And well, we just thank everybody that was here with us, that is still here listening to your words and your advice and your guidance. And I'm sure each and every one of them want to thank you from their bottom of their heart, because it's good to know that someone can tell you what to do and where to go and pretty much just know that you are not going crazy, that it's real,
yeah,
that it's happening that we're part of that. And that it's a good thing, because all the ascension process is preparing us to be lighter and more freedom and more about who we truly are. So thank you for that.
Well, you're so welcome. And it was a pleasure being on the show. And I look forward to September show, where I'll be able to recap exactly everything that did happen on the eclipse gateway, and then what is going on also in September, which I will be talking about on the next show. So we will see you then.
Thank you so much. And everybody, remember, save the date, September 11th with Diane Canfield. Thank you and goodbye.